What does VA mean to me?
A place for my daughter to call home. Thanks to the VA Home Loan.
A new lease on life. The best healthcare team I've ever had is here at VA.
An education and the opportunity to open doors I never thought possible with my GI Bill.
The financial support I need to manage the disabilities I develop because of my service.
Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
Welcome back to another episode of Who Am I to Judge podcast. I'm Alexis.
And I'm Samantha. Welcome back, everybody, the podcast.
How are you?
Ooh, child. I'm good. I'm alive. I'm healthy. I feel like this Virgo season, I have been addressing my health in many ways. So,
like how?
Well, I got a colonoscopy last week.
That's right.
So, you know, that's like an internal. I got a colonoscopy and an endoscopy. So that means they go in your throat and look at your stomach as well as the other side, obviously. And then I had COVID and I was out of it. Mm-hmm. So I just feel like I am very appreciative of like my health and feeling up to doing things because I was just so out of it. But yeah, back in the groove. I worked yesterday, so it doesn't feel like Monday. Like, I'm like, is it Tuesday? But it's Monday.
It is, yeah.
Oh, shit. Let me turn my TV up. I'm like, why is my TV talking to me? But anyways, how are you?
No, you just brought in really good perspective, and I want to make sure I have that perspective. Yes, I have my health. I have my life.
Yeah. Why? Why are you saying it like that?
Because I'm just living on annoyed. Like, and so, like, it's just, like, it's good to hear that. Like, oh, like, you know, like, there's a positive. I feel like I'm always kind of an optimistic person. So when I lose that, it's good to have little reminders of it. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, you're right. Like, you know, we have our health. And I am thankful to have my health. Both physically and mentally.
Seriously, when you're, like, you know, when you're sick for a week, you just start to really appreciate. You're just like, I can breathe, I can walk, I can go out and, you know, be a human.
Absolutely. And yes, like, I'm thankful for that. And so, yeah, like, you know, still in the job search and look forward to a vacation in my future.
Same, sister. I need a vacation.
Seriously. Yeah. And I know, I was literally thinking, I was like, for my birthday, I'm just going to, like, get a hotel downtown alone.
Yes, and not have any responsibilities.
And I might not even leave the hotel room. I might just lay and then go to dinner and then lay again and order and then go and pick up a bottle of wine and drink the whole bottle laying
for
2 days straight. That's what I probably will do.
Yeah. Well, you deserve.
But let's get to it. We got so many things on the docket today.
We do. Do you want to start with the...
Yeah, I actually want to start. Oh, okay. You wanted me to start the VMAs? Okay. I'll start with the VMAs.
Who's on trial, Alexis?
Samantha wants me to start with the VMAs, so we'll start there. So, yes, the VMAs.
Did you watch, first of all?
I did. Did you?
I watched the beginning, and then I was like, it's just like when I start to not know people, I'm just like, okay, I need to.
I think that's something to talk about. So, let's talk about the VMAs. Like, they were on yesterday. Mariah Carey got honored with the Video Vanguard.
Sorry, go ahead.
Award. And there, yes, I feel like that's something that I've thought about recently, because it's fun. Like, I really want to talk about the fall off of the VMAs, because I feel like there was a time where it was like, the VMAs is coming on this weekend. Like, who's on the red carpet? We have Beyonce, we have Jay-Z, we have Kanye, we have Kim, time. We have Taylor, we have Katy Perry, I mean, Lady Gaga. Like, it was mega superstars that attended. It wasn't at the, we're not, there was not a time like that back in the day. I hate to say it like that. The mega superstars, Rihanna, like, did not skip this event. You know what I'm saying? It was taken very seriously. And so I feel like last year, maybe the year before last, I kind of noticed, like, when I was watching it in Austin, like, this is kind of falling off. Like, I kind of am starting to not know the people, or the people that are getting, like, recognized, I don't think are that talented. And then they were starting to honor people that I'm like, are they, they're still in their prime. Like, why are we honoring Lady Gaga? Like, you know, like, like, why are we honoring, like, Katy Perry got it last year. I'm like, she's on a world tour this year. Like, why are we honoring certain people when they're still, like, they're not done yet? And this year was Mariah Carey, but I feel like it's become cheap. Like, I feel like it's become, like, a cheap, like, influencer-y, Billie Eilish-y type of event.
Yeah, and then I get surprised, you know, when like, you know, they are honoring big stars like Mariah Carey, and it's just like, okay, Mariah Carey's here, you know, and it's just like, yeah. I definitely have felt the similar way. I mean, even, like, with the BET Awards, and it was just like, oh, wait, like, that's even happening, you know? Like, I feel like we just don't even know when these things are happening anymore.
That's a really good point, actually, because I feel like there, I mean, I call myself, like, a music award, not even that, just an award show junkie. Like, when I was in college, me and my roommate Caroline would literally, like, plan our dinners and weekends around, like, the Emmys, the Oscars, the VMA, like, all of these things. And so I found out about this maybe 2 weekends ago. I was randomly watching YouTube TV, and, like, a commercial came up for the VMAs, and I was like, oh, okay. And then yesterday, an influencer I follow was, like, going to the VMAs, and I was like, oh, it's today. Like, I completely forgot.
Yeah.
And that's a problem. Like, why haven't seen, like, any commercials on TikTok? Why did I not see any? Because I don't,
they
watch
don't put any
MTV
budget
all
behind
fucking
that,
day now.
So they don't put any budget behind it. They're just like, whatever. Like, and it's just like, people will watch if they have the time to watch, like, you know, it's just like, that's like how it is now. It's just like,
that's,
oh,
sad.
I'm not doing nothing today. Like, I can watch, you know?
Yeah. Like, I have no plans this weekend. I guess this is on, I'll watch it.
And I guess I'll watch for a second, you know, and then I'll turn it off. I will say, I have to start by saying Doja Cat is just, I think, the gift that just keeps on giving. First of all,
yes.
I just love, one thing about the VMAs is that it is so, it used to be so iconic, and just, it just has, like, an old school vibe, obviously, because Michael Jackson and Tina Turner were the people that were, you know, when it's first starting, they were there. And so for her to bring out Kenny G, I was like, okay, this bitch is doing it for,
she's a performer.
She's doing it for the right reasons. And it's just like, okay, people that know who Kenny G will appreciate this and really get it. And I was just, I mean, I love Kenny G. Like, my mom's always been, like, a big, my parents have always been a big Kenny G fan. Yeah. Yeah, like, they, like, used to go to his shows. My mom always tells a story at, like, the Kenny G concert when, like, it was, like, kind of quiet. And my dad was like, go off with your bad self. And, like, everybody was, like, cheer.
At a saxophone concert? That's hilarious.
Yeah.
I know. It's funny because I, like, I remember seeing, like, the albums in my dad's, like, studio, but I feel like I can't say I am. I respect Kenny G for who he is to the culture, but I don't give a shit about the,
I mean, I just
music.
Love that. I love, like, his just iconic.
But,
like,
I want to say this, though. Doja Cat, like, I feel like people don't put enough respect on Doja Cat. Like, I feel like because she, I do think it's because, one, she's biracial and she's been caught in some weird, saying some weird ass stuff here and there. Mm-hmm. Like, the Black community doesn't really claim her like that. But, and also because she does very much, like, pop rap. And, But Doja Cat is a creative and a performer.
She's like, that girl.
She gives drama. There's always good instrumentation. There's always good lighting. Theme. The costumes are always amazing. Like,
we're in the 80s. Like, you're taking me there.
Right. Like, she is a performance artist as a rapper. And I feel like we honestly haven't had one like that. And Doechii is too. And we haven't had one like that, I would say, since Nicki Minaj. Like, Nicki Minaj would bust into Roman and Chun-Li and, you know, do the voices and give us all these things. And I feel like, you know, then there
and
was
she
this...
can dance. Like, yeah, yes. Like, and then Doja Cat's like, you know, on the, like, another
yes,
child
and then
of
she
Beyonce.
Can dance and she's a child of Beyonce. And so that's why I say, like, it's so exciting. And I just wonder why I feel like when people talk about rappers, I feel like we constantly talk about, like, the Megans, the Gorillas. I feel like I only hear Doja Cat from Doja Cat fans. Doechii I hear a lot of. But Doja Cat, for some reason, I feel like it's slept on. And I think it's because she's been caught in some kind of weird situations.
And I also think she's just in a lane of her own. I don't think people think of her as just rap, you know, like I think of her like as a pop star, you know, like you singer, know, pop
that's
star.
That's a good point. The VMAs, like, go ahead.
Sorry, I was just going to say, I feel like Beyonce too. So we always talk about Beyonce, but you know, just like the rap singing, I feel like she's kind of in that lane of that. You know, in that world.
The VMAs also just like had me thinking about, like, especially when you start to not really know some of the people, or just like you don't think they're that famous. Like this weekend, I had saw a video that Lizzo put out on TikTok talking about how like it's a really hard time for artists right now trying to promote their music because, well, it all started from someone tweeting, "What is the song of the summer?" Like there was no song of the summer, and then Lizzo responded being like, "There was plenty of songs that were like albums that got released this summer, but the reason why we can't identify one big hit is because like the time of the mega superstar, the time that like one song can take over any type of radio and any type of For You page and any type of TikTok, Facebook, whatever, is gone. Like the algorithms now are so curated to your specific interests that you could literally, like, apparently Lizzo dropped an album like a month ago and I couldn't tell you a fucking song. I say that to say, to link it to the VMAs, the number one song this year that has like this summer that has been on the like number one of the billboards for the past like I think 6-7 weeks straight is Ordinary. Do you know that song? It's like, "You're taking me out of the ordinary." I know it because they play it a lot at my workout class, like when we're like cooling down and they're like, "You are not ordinary. You are strong." You know, but it's like, you know, it's like I know the song because I've heard it, you know, many times in my workout class and a couple times on TikTok. But that is the number one song that has been on Billboard Top 100 for the past like 3 months straight. Like it's breaking records. But the comments in the section were like, "I've never heard this fucking song in my life." And so I say that to say, it's interesting because we're such in a weird time in music where it's like there could really be a mega star or a mega song and they show up at the VMAs and you have no idea who the fuck they are, you know, because they're not the time of the Lady Gaga's, the Beyonce's, the Rihanna, where it's like, you know, a Lady Gaga song is going to cross over to like black radio. Like, you know, I'm going to hear it. You're going to hear it. But also Julia's going to hear it. That's gone. And I find that I feel like that's affected the VMAs where it's like, you don't know who any of these people are.
For sure. And I also think sadly, I think, yes, it's the algorithms, but I also kind of think it's the quality of the music. Like, I don't know. Like,
I don't know.
I'm trying to think of a song. Like, I mean, I think Not Like Us obviously was
but
a crossover song. I know, not this summer, but I'm saying like the last time.
But
was,
what
like,
would you say
over.
Is the song of the summer? I'm curious.
There wasn't a song of the summer.
There like, probably was. Just think for a second. Take a beat.
Outside had like a week or two.
Yeah, I didn't really have much. Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think, and I'm like, is there a song of the summer I can think of? Because it's like, let's be honest, like, Lady Gaga released an album this spring, Beyonce released an album. Like, there are hot music, but it's just like, I can't think
Beyonce
of a song.
Released her album 2 years ago.
Oh, you're
forget.
Right, damn, you're right, I forgot. But like, Lady Gaga released, like, Sabrina Carpenter released. There are big stars who have released, and I just am like, I don't can't think of a single song that was like, took over everything. Last summer, I would say it was Espresso by Sabrina Carpenter. Like, I feel like I heard that every second. And Not Like Us as well. Yeah, whatever.
I'm trying to think though. I'm like,
I cannot think of a song of the summer. I'm going to go into my iTunes and see what's the number one song.
UConn,
that's
like...
not the song of the summer, though. It's like a popular song, but it's not the song of the summer.
What about, I mean, this isn't the song of the summer. Never mind. I don't think there was a song of the summer this summer, which is kind of sad.
Yeah, I think the algorithm has really fucked up things. Like, I can't.
And
think
of... I'm to be like, to be honest, I really do think it's since we had songs of the summer last year, you know, I'm more so thinking that it is the just there wasn't a song that kind of cut through this year.
Yeah. Okay, literally, yes. I went to iTunes. I was like, let me just see what iTunes has for number one. The number one song on iTunes, Ordinary, crazy. By Alex Warren.
I don't even know who that is.
You know this. I'm going to see if they still give you previews. Let me see. I'm going to play a little bit for you. You don't know the song?
Mm-mm.
Wow.
You know, this is not the song of the summer, but I guess people have been doing the dance. It's like that Chris Brown song.
Oh, God, yes. That's annoying, but that's not the song of the summer.
It's so funny because I've been like...
I'm embarrassed for them.
It's just so funny because I've been like... It's a catchy song, so I've been like... I was like trying to like do the dance the other day, and Danielle was like, Alexis would be disappointed.
I get embarrassed when I see people post that little dance challenge. I'm like, ugh. But no, I think it's... I feel like back to the VMAs, like, you're right. Like, maybe the quality has dipped. Also, maybe the algorithm has something to do with it. But it's affected, like, my effort and will to want to watch these type of award shows when I'm like, I don't know any of these people because it hasn't gotten over to me.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about some of the performances, though. Like, did you see Ricky Martin?
No, I didn't see that.
Was it good? He did good. Yeah, he did good.
What did he say?
But again... I mean, he did, like, a lot of his hits.
His hits, okay.
He did like, Outside, Inside, Out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, he looked good. And it wasn't, like, awkward, you know?
He got a Latin Icon Award. Love that.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. I feel like the VMAs, like, it is a millennial kind of thing. Like, mm-hmm. Did you see your girl, Jessica Simpson?
I did. And Jessica, this is her year. Like, it's funny because I was telling Julia this because I was looking at she caught me, like, looking at a performance of her. Jessica Simpson had one, a show the other day. Mm-hmm. And she sounded fantastic. And she was like, you like her? I was like, I love this woman. I think she's a star. And then when I saw she was presenting, I was like, she's amazing. This is her year. She has an album actually.
I know a lot of people were mentioning like her new face or just like her face.
Yeah,
looks like
she took the fillers out. I think she looks great. Like she took her fillers out except in her lips.
I didn't know who she was at first. And then like they were like, oh, this is like Jessica Simpson. I was like,
would be scared what she used to look like then. Because like she has like dissolved a lot of things out of her face to look more normal. She's also sober. Prior to this, she looked bad. So this is like her looking healthy.
Love Jessism. I love our millennial people. Like we really had, there was something in the water back in the day. But also, again, I do feel like obviously the quickness of the algorithm and things like that. Like our attention spans.
I feel like back in the day, because there was no social, like there was social media. Let me be clear. I had, you know, fucking little thing, MySpace or whatever it was, starting in like seventh grade. So like, yes, we grew up with most of our lives with social media. But I say that to say a lot of people had to do the beat. Like you had to go on TRL. You had to go on radio shows. You had to drop morning shows. You had to drop at least three different music videos and have like three different singles running on the radio prior to the album drop, right? Like there were certain things you had to do. You had to do the SNL. You had to do, and I feel like nowadays that type of exposure allows you to hit many different people and really get it going that it's like, you know, Bow Wow's album drops next week. Mm-hmm. But I feel like nowadays you don't have to do any of that. So you literally, it's like unless you've built a cult of people via social media, you won't have a following. I do want to say this though. Conan Gray, I love Conan Gray. He did perform. That's one person I didn't know. And I only discovered him when I went to fucking Governor Music Ball and I was waiting for Olivia Rodrigo and he was performing and I loved him and I downloaded his music. But I feel like outside of things like that, you're not going to stumble on people, you know?
Yeah, I agree. And I think artists like Doja Cat, they get it. Like, she still has that, and she's a millennial, so it's like she still has that, like, reference point. But yeah, I don't know. I saw, this is random, but do you like that song that's like,
oh yeah, yeah, it's like K-pop.
I hate that song.
I don't like it because they play it at the
yeah, they play it at the studio a lot, like bring the kids up, and I'm just like, oh my god,
the kids love it, but I just like,
they want an award.
I mean,
they want something less.
I see. I mean, I agree with best pop artist being Sabrina Carpenter. I agree with best hip hop being Doechii. I agree with Shakira getting best Latin. Blackpink as best group is interesting.
Did you see?
I'm happy Ariana Grande was there because she's like a mega star and she showed up.
Yeah, and for Mariah Carey.
Yes, like, that's true.
Did you see Busta Rhymes perform?
What do you
mean? I'm like, just, I mean, just all his hits. He again got like, he got like honored for something. But I like, I'm just such a millennial. Like, I was like up, like,
like, I mean, this is something I feel like Busta Rhymes, I feel like it's like one of, he's like one of those people where it's like you had to be there, because I feel like there was a point in time where he was swagged out. Like, the locks were locking, they were up in like a cool ponytail. I mean, he was in like a cool ass outfit and he's rapping really fucking fast. Like, he's in like wearing cool sunglasses. Like, he was a moment. I feel like nowadays he looks just like an uncle trying to still be cool.
I mean, he does, but but it's just like, damn, this uncle guy hits. Like,
yeah, I mean,
and Glorilla was on stage with him.
I just want the VMAs to be better. Like, I want them to promote better. I want them to like be a big deal that artists want to show up for it and not just show up when they're getting honored. Like, I want,
like, the millennials can't keep carrying this. Like, you know, it's just like, where are the performers outside of Doechii? I mean, outside of Doechii and Doja Cat.
Like, I'm going to need artists to do the beat again. Like, I'm going to need y'all to go past
social media.
Don't even get me fucking started on that, bitch. But it's like, I need y'all to do more than just, like, post shit on social media. Like, you know, I need y'all to go on a late night show and do a performance.
They don't want it. They don't want to like her.
Go to Good Morning America and do that 6 a.m. fucking performance. Like, I need y'all to do something.
I did also see Tate McRae. I didn't think she did great.
One thing I'll say about her, she is a performer. Like, the girl can dance. Like, the girl can dance. But
no, but it wasn't singing, good. No. The dancing wasn't, it didn't look like effortless last night.
It looked maybe that like, was last night, because I think she is athletic and like a dancer.
Yeah, I've seen like good performances, good videos, you know, good takes. But I need a live performance. Like, you know, like Britney Spears was hitting that shit.
And come on, we had a VMAs where Britney Spears was at her prime. That's what I'm saying. It's like, they don't, like, I hate to, like, sound like a boomer, but it's just, like, they are not doing it like they used to. And if Conan Gray's, like, the best new person you can get, I'm not trying to be rude, but he's not a performer. I've seen him. He just jumps around and sings. And the Ordinary guy just stands there and screams, Ordinary! So it's just, like, I need more. But let's move on.
And it's a video. It's like, it's, this is four videos, so it's just kind of like, what?
Yeah. Right, and music videos are not even a thing anymore. So, like, yeah, I feel like VMAs have to think about that, because it's just like, there was a time where music videos were so intentional. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, in the music,
like,
video.
Like Doja Cat.
Yes. I mean, like, I think of Single Ladies. Like, I know that's like, but it's like, that was an intentional music video. And, like, it's just like, Hot in Here. I'm thinking of just iconic ones like Nelly. Like, there were times where these were like,
have you major would go budgets. Home.
Yes, exactly. I would watch TRL or 106 in Park and go down the list of these music videos every fucking day. Like, you know, like,
even these no R&B songs. Like, I'm thinking,
do they
about
even have music videos anymore? Like, if I'm being for real.
They do. But, okay. Like, I mean, this is just came to my head, but Ice Spice and Lotto, they came out with Yat.
Yep.
And they have a music video.
And I'm not impressed by them, sorry. But wait, for the sake of time, we need to move on.
Okay, I'm trying to think if there was anything else for that, but okay. Oh, I did just want to say one thing that is some, like, Beyonce lore that I was like, maybe I should make a TikTok about this, but maybe what? I won't. So I looked up to see what year Tina Turner put out.
I've seen this. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What?
Like, basically it was like 45, I think.
No, she put out at 44. 44. What's Love got to do with it?
It was like basically her rock album, her date, like her big stuff. Yeah. People are like, oh, like this is Beyonce.
Gonna yes. Be okay. Yeah, never mind. That. Other people made the connection. Okay. Never mind.
Okay. Next on trial, I want to talk about, we'll talk about Baby Future. So Baby Future, Sierra, it has come to find out, you know, that Sierra and Future's child, who they named Future Jr. And now, you know, Sierra is married to Russell Wilson. They have kids. She's changed the name of the last name of Baby Future, meaning she's added the hyphen Wilson to his last name. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people were talking about this.
We just found out. This has been done for a while.
And a lot of people have been talking about this on Twitter and TikTok. What are your thoughts?
I agree. I think that for the sake of the child and feeling like a part of the family and just, you know, it's just like, if that is his active family unit, then what's wrong with that? You know? And also just to, I just kind of think like, what's wrong with that? Like, I get the, I don't really get it. Cause if you're not an active father, then you really don't have a say. And I think that's a lot of what we're hearing is these men that are butthurt about like
their ego. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's more about the ego. It's more about the last name than the day-to-day actions of being a present father. And so it's just like people are calling Russell Wilson corny, and it's just like, no, you are corny because you care so much about this, and this is a child that just wants to feel, you know, he already has his dad's stage name. Like, come on now. What do you think?
I agree. I feel like, to me, I'm just like, yeah, it's like, this is his father. Like, you know, it's like, this is his father, and so he should have the last name of his father. I don't know. I think it's the right move. Like, I feel like this is his father. This is the person he wakes up to every day, goes to sleep to, takes him to practice, takes him to school, posts like on his birthday that he loves him and shows that he spends time with him. This is his father. He should not have the name. He should not have, honestly, it's like, to me, it's like, Future does not deserve the respect, recognition, and honor, and, you know, ego boost that it gives him to have for Baby Future to have his last name. You know what I'm saying? It's like, he doesn't deserve that because he's a deadbeat fucking father. You don't deserve to get to have this guy, your son carry your last name. And so to me, I'm like, Russell Wilson deserves that honor. And to me, it just makes me even more disgusted with Future because I'm just like, I just can't. It is just shocking to me that he still is able to work in this industry, have peers that respect him and love him and call him, you know, their nigga, and also have like fucking girls want to be with him and have sex with him when he's a known terrible father to multiple children. Like, to me, it is like, I can't think of something more dishonorable, like something that I like, to me that would be grounds for me to be like, I don't fuck with you at all.
I mean, sadly, it's been a widely accepted thing, like, in our society with these men not being active, and if you got some money and or you look a certain way or you got a big dick, like, it's just like people are going to deal with you, sadly. Like, there's people with the patriarchy and male-centeredness is just...
To me, I'm like, that's enough to for the black community for you to lose your black heart. You know how we say, like, we should, you know, if you kill a black person, you're done. Like, this should be another thing. When you're a black father and you procreate with another black woman and then you leave that child for dead with that black woman, you should be out of the community. Or a white woman. Yeah, regardless. If you produce a black child,
yes,
and you put no money, time, effort, emotional support, all of that into it, you should be excommunicated. Like, this should be enough for us to call you a fucking coon. Mm-hmm. Like, this is terrible.
And honestly, it sounds like he's going out sad. Like, I don't know if he's seen how he looks now.
No, wait, let me look. Let me see what he looks like now.
Like, he cut his hair. He just doesn't look... doesn't look that great.
And I can't tell you a future song this year. Like, does he have a song? Like,
I'm sure he does, but I also don't know his song this year.
It's just sad. And I'm just like, and I wonder if somebody were to ask him about it, what he would say. Like, you know, it's just like, oh well. You know, it's like, so when's the last time you talked to Baby Future? Like, you know, it's like, that's embarrassing.
And it's not just Baby Future. That's the sad thing.
I know.
He has a lot of kids.
I know.
How many kids does Future have?
I think it's like 10.
No, he says he has 4.
Oh, 4?
Yeah.
Did you see Dominique's video to Mariah the Scientist? This made me think of this because she was like, and do not in the mighty name of Jesus have his baby.
I know. She was like, thank God you don't have his
She was
kid.
Like, she might he was like, that's the one thing you got on him. Like, mm-hmm. he might have broke your heart, but he didn't make you a baby mama. And I'm like, right?
Period.
Like, this is how people need to behave with Future. Like, do not let this man have sex with you unprotected. Like, yeah. You do not want to be a part of this fucking group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's sad. It's funny because that kind of goes into like our next topic of Young Thug and Mariah the Scientist. Next person on trial, Young Thug, if you haven't heard already, has been in the headlines recently because somebody out there is leaking just so many phone calls that he was having from jail and just talking, just gossiping, just chatty patty, like
gossiping literally. Is the best way to
people
say
are
it.
Calling him Lady Whistledown, like because he is just chatting it up about anybody and every, like so many people in the industry. He actually had a video talking about, or a leaked video talking about Future and how he's like not an active father, and people were like, oh, he kind of ate with that one because he wasn't, like, he's not an active father. But anyways, so yeah, he is facing a lot of backlash because there was also like I think it was like an interrogation like a interrogation meeting or something that also got leaked where he was like, I'll tell you anything, like, you know, like basically being a quote unquote rat that he was so you know, pissed off about Gunna for quote unquote ratting.
There was a video, leaked of him and IG model that like he was basically a like family planning with her, being like, when do you want to have a baby?
Yeah,
like,
apparently this was somebody that mm-hmm. Mariah the Scientist like fought when they were she got
locked up about. She has seen her in his condo before. And also mm-hmm. there was leaked phone calls of him and Mariah the Scientist mm-hmm. talking, and they called Glorilla ugly, and Mariah the Scientist was feeding into it like, well, they say she looked like Rihanna, like saying mm-hmm. shit to, you know, get her laughing. But then
he's
also,
like, why would anybody want to fuck on her? Like, I don't get it. Like,
right.
It's just like, whoa, nigga.
But
like,
then also, there was one where he admitted so to many. Cheating on her, too. He mm-hmm. was talking to his homie, and he admitted to cheating on Mariah the Scientist, like, a week before getting into jail. So all of these things, so now, you know, the world is talking, so he's now tweeting apologies and tweeting, you know, to leave Mariah Scientist alone, and he's going to do anything, you know, anything to make it work, and he's so sorry, she's an innocent little girl. And that, you know, all these things. And so people have just been like cracking yes. up at him, basically. He's I embarrassing.
Have, yes, I have, like, a lot of thoughts about, yeah, first of it. All, just, like, the part about Gunna and the rat stuff, like, it's just so interesting to me because I remember just a few years ago when Young Thug was, like, going through his trial, and it was, like, that was the tune. Like, people were like, oh, like, Gunna's a rat or, like, whatever. Like, they were, some people were, like, they were really on Team Young Thug. And it was just, like, I just wonder how all those men feel now about just being so pressed about Young Thug. And like what Dominique says, just, like, everybody is telling something, like, you are telling something if you're getting out of jail. Like, you know, like, you are having to tell them something. And I think it just is a good examination of, like, our culture, of this, like, street culture. Like, I don't know if you saw that clip that I sent you. It was like, we got to go to jail, like, if we got to go to jail for the rest of our life, whoop-de-whoop. Like, Young Thug was like,
chin up. Fuck that, nigga. If we go to prison for the rest of our life, whoop-de-doo. We go to prison, nigga.
Basically, like, I'm like, no, like, I'm not going to jail for the rest of my life. For you,
I have the same thought too, but also just street culture. And I hate to say it, like, I wish I had a better name for it, but, like, that type of culture, even just in the way he talks and the way he was, like, talking to these women and to, like, the people, like, every girl he talked to about besides Mariah the Scientist, he was like, yeah, my little hoes, my little da da da, you know. And then, like, the way he was just like, so the way he was talking to the girl was only about sex, like his little IG model, like, just like, what's your thing gonna do when it sees me, and did it, you know, just like freaked out and just like immature, and also just like talking very, I don't know, to me it was just kind of like, this should not be idolized, like, you know, like, well, this no. type of, like,
and this talking, is people's idols, like, that's yeah. what I'm saying, like, this people type love
of talking
Thug.
This type of viewing women, this type of, like, as a Black man, we are, like, promoting throwing away your life just so you don't talk and be called a right. snitch. Like, that is, again, that should be another thing that, again, gets you excommunicated from our community. Because we're a community of excellence. Like, we want to move forward. We want progress. We don't want to, like, promote these types of fucking things. It's not cool. It's honestly embarrassing. I want to know how old this man is, actually. Let me look up how old this man is.
I think he's, like, 33.
Young Thug age. He's 34. Talking about these my little hoes. It's like, grow up, sir.
I mean, the way he's talking is very immature.
Like, grow up. Like, it's embarrassing yeah. at a certain point. Like,
I mean, I think he's definitely embarrassed. Like, this is not a good look. And then for him to, like, go on that podcast and then just, like, he just seems so...
He's obsessed with Gunna.
Yes, and, like, obsessed.
But he's also
with Gunna. I'm just like,
I don't know.
I think
I
these men
the
are
shit,
just. I just feel like these men are. They care more about the
men.
Other men.
I always say that.
You
I
know?
Always say that to you. Men live to impress other men. Like, that's
yes.
their. They get dressed.
You
want
to go to
other
jail
men.
For the
they
rest
buy
of your
new
life
Jordans.
So that another man don't
yes.
think something about
they
you.
They buy new Jordans to impress other men. They get their hair retwisted. He gets his locks retwisted so he can impress other fucking men. Okay? Like, he even takes pictures probably with Mariah Scientist with a bad bitch. Just to impress other men. It's yeah. it's sickening. It's sickening how much men live in rent-free in other men's heads. He does nothing for women. And even just his tweets. Like, he tweets like a fucking 13-year-old. Like, it's embarrassing. Like, and my baby, I was wrong. And I'm sorry for what I put you, the letter U, through. You, letter U, deserve better from me. Thank you for everything. And I will do anything to make this work. You, letter U, show me what love is. I hope I haven't lost
you letter
forever.
You.
Letter you. Everybody leave her out of this, please. She's an innocent girl and feels bad about all this. Please give her peace. It's like,
I just don't know how. I don't
like,
know
you,
how.
You are the reason why she has no peace.
Yes. And I don't know how. I'm just like, Mariah, why were you looking at this man like he was just everything? Like, I don't know. Like, he's not cute. Like,
not
I know he
all.
Has. I know he has money, I guess, and like has the he had the respect of the culture. But like,
That's all he had. He's ugly. He has no swag. I'm sorry. This is not swag to me. A boy who can barely talk is not swag. I'm sorry. He can't really dress like that. Like, it's just like, what did you see? It looks like his breath stinks. What did you see? What did you see?
And sadly, it just seems like he said it out of his mouth, like that she liked him more than he liked her. And, you know,
if anyone ever says that about me, that they can count on me leaving to that day.
Yeah, it's just like, it's just sad to me. But also the Glorilla comments were crazy because it's like, For one, you're talking about another woman, like you are really, like, why is everybody talking about Glorilla? Like, you know, you're bringing this up. And I'm just like, somebody brought up a good point on Twitter. Like, if a woman was to do that, like, on the other side of things, and it was like, you know, like, I don't know why everybody thinks that. What's his name is so cute. Like, he just, like, he has money. Like, he's skinny and tall. And, you know, like, but he's, like, he's not all that. Like, I don't know why people listen to him. Like, you know, a man would be like, why are you thinking about this thing? Like, you know, why are you bringing that up to me? You know? And so I'm just like, women, we really gotta, if you are on the phone with somebody that is being like this,
if you're on the phone with a man or a woman who only wants to talk to you and it be completely sexually charged, and like that shows no respect for you as a person. You want to be with someone who respects you, who yes wants you sexually but also respects you. It's not sexy to be with someone's like, what that thing gonna do when you see me? Like, the fuck are you talking about, nigga? You're 34, grow up. And for her to be giggling, like, I don't know. Like, girl, have a
that wasn't
standard.
Mariah the scientist.
No, this was the IG model. But Mariah,
Mariah was like, Daddy, am I your baby?
Right, Daddy, am I your baby? Like, and he was so, you could tell he was just
he was like,
annoyed.
Most definitely. I'm like, oh my God. Like,
and just, did you see that video? Like, sorry, that interview with them. Like, and she was like, he was like, they were doing like couple questions.
Yes.
And it was like, what's my, like, what do you call me? And she's like, what's your, my nickname for you, or whatever. And she was like, Daddy. And I'm like, I'm sorry. Are people really calling their husband's daddy as like a pet name all day? Like, not just like when you're having sex, but it's just like, you're like, Daddy, can you give me like a cup of water? Like, Daddy,
I'm
are
sure
you driving?
Are.
I'm sorry. I would be so embarrassed. Like, I get Daddy, like, whatever. When you're having sex, call him what you want. But when you're just laying, watching a fucking movie, why the hell does he need to be called Daddy? The fuck?
Because of stroking his ego. And, like, honestly, it's like, especially with somebody like Young Thug, it's just like, somebody else will do it. You know? So it's just like,
so what, you gotta just call him Daddy because it's survival mode? Like,
just less like, I don't know. But I hope that Mariah, like, I feel like this has been a lot of evidence. Like, you should have been left. You should have been left. Like, you know, it's just like, there was the calls with the Lena girl from Taz's Angels. She was crying. God. Like, I want you. Like, I don't want anybody else but you. And blah, blah, blah.
What kind of witchcraft does he have on these people? Like, this is crazy.
I don't know. I think that money, like, we really have it twisted with capitalism. Because there's no way. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what the swag is. Because obviously, these women are seeing something. Because I just couldn't get past that face.
I can't get past that face. But half of the time, I'm also like, I can't understand him.
Right.
Like, that's the thing, too. It's like, I need to be with someone I can have a conversation with. Not because there's, like, I get language barriers when there's accents. This man is from the U.S. He's from what, Georgia? I can't understand anything he says.
Me either.
Like, that should be unattractive.
Yes, and for him to be calling anybody else ugly is just insane. Like, it's just like, you need to stop. You need to stop.
He needs to stop. Glorilla is pretty, but also she, to me, is way better looking than he'll ever be. He's ruined his face.
He wants her. Like, that, to be talking like that is like, you, why is she on your mind so heavy? Like, whatever. I just am like, that's what I'm saying with the like, with if a man is talking to you like this, like, so unprovoked, so emotional about another, like, I don't understand why everybody want to fuck her. Like, da, 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 da. It's just like,
and that was like, people were tweeting that, like, why is your boyfriend talking to his girlfriend about other girls' looks? And, like, I'm like, that's a good point. Like, I get here and there, you're like, oh, yeah, like, Sanaa Lathan is so beautiful. Yeah, but not in that way. He was talking, like,
like, really, she's critical. Ugly. Yeah. Right. Like, I feel like the criticalness is what makes it, like, more weird. It's just like, okay.
I just want better for the Black community. And, like, I want Black women to know our worth and to know, like, the type of love we're worthy for and the type of man or woman you're worthy of.
Right.
And she is worthy of someone.
The bar is
doesn't speak. Right. Who speaks, like, in a way you can understand them, that's not immature, that doesn't talk negatively about women, that's not fucking cheating
on,
like,
you. Yes.
And she deserves better. He deserves dust. She doesn't. And so I hope she's grown up. I hope so. But then she tweeted, chapter ended. Now. But then he tweeted, flaws and all. So I'm like, oh, God. Did she, like, take him back? Oh, God.
I hope. Like, honestly, girl, like, I don't know. Maybe you have, a master plan. But this is not a good look for your career. You just put out an album. Like, we're supposed to be listening to your album. It's supposed to be a happy time for you. And now you are the butt of a lot of jokes, you know? And it's just like, behind this man that I don't see a comeback for him. Like, I don't see him coming back from this. Music wise, like, he can't really even talk about certain stuff on his music or he'll go back to jail. Like, but honestly, Alexis, like, I really think that these men, like you said, like, they live for validation of other men. And I think that I think women are a tool of some kind, but I don't think that, like, Young Thug honestly gives me, like, asexual or pansexual.
Young
or just
Thug,
like,
wakes up for men. Okay. He puts on his clothes for men. He makes his breakfast for men. Like, this is a man who lives for, yes, every action he does is for to impress his homies. Okay. He's on this podcast talking about,
he's ready to go to jail for the rest of his life.
He's ready to go to jail for his homies. Okay. I will never be
kids.
Down that bad. Right? The way, like, he has kids, he's willing to throw all of that to the side for men, okay? He lives for them. He lives for them, honey.
And I think you're so right, Alexis. Like, women have, like, because Dominique also said, like, women, we really need to do better. Because she was just like, a man will not even, like, if you're doing a bid, if you're going to jail, you will not hear from him ever again. Okay, like, he is not calling. He is not checking on you. He's not sending you any money. He's not just
so real for that.
Yes, I'm just like, and you're willing to do all this for this man that, like, literally would not visit you. Like, let's be real.
Oh, God, it's so funny.
Let's be real. Like, and I'm just like, there's so many examples of that. There's so many examples of, like, we need to just be like, would he do this for me?
And I'm just like, I feel like we all deserve love, yes. But I also want to urge women of all colors that we can find somebody. Our soulmate is not locked up. Okay? Our soulmate is not.
No. She was like, that is not a good time for people to be dating. Like,
your soulmate will never be somebody's husband, somebody's wife, and also in a fucking jail, you know? And so it's just like, at this point in time, I just need more for Mariah Scientist. I need him to go to hell, and that's all what I need.
I just don't want to hear from him. Like, I can't understand
him. They need captions for me to understand those
and
fucking phone calls.
The crazy thing about it is, I don't think that this is going to be, I think there's going to be more leaks. And I'm just like, who is behind this, do you think?
I don't know, but I think they could get in a lot of trouble. Like, if it's an employee of a jail, like, these are supposed, yes, it's supposed to be, it can be used against you in a court of law, but it's also not, like, for public, you know, it's like for the judicial system, and that's really it. So you can get it, whoever it is, you can get in trouble for this, but it's somebody who definitely finds them hilarious and wants to like see what the public thinks, because some of these are just funny ones too, where it's just like him being like, she don't even know I've been fucking the CEOs in here, like they give it up more than the FedEx workers. I'm just like, okay, like, again, why are you talking like this at 34? Like, it's just embarrassing.
Oh, babe, that is how he's gonna talk. Like,
I would be so embarrassed to bring him home.
But it's just crazy. Like, this is what people, I mean,
find attractive. This is her daddy.
It's just like the certain type of girl that is crazy, because those are the people that are really, you know, I mean, I don't want to talk about like the lottos and like the, these are the girls that are like, you know, role models. Yes. Right,
and I'm sure it's just, to me, I'm like, they're, if somebody is getting the title of daddy, they better be fucking paying everything. They better treat you, give you no headache. They better always be peaceful, like supportive, talk about women really well, have a good job. I can talk to them about intellectual shit. They stimulate me in many different ways. That is the person who should get the point of daddy. And I say that because it's a very high bar for men. Nobody really reaches that. So nobody should be getting called daddy outside of this bedroom is what I'm trying to say.
I just wish women would.
I would never stroke somebody's ego like that.
We are the prize, women. Like, we hold the key. And like, men, and that was another thing Dominique said. It was just like, men, they won't say this, but like, they need the support of a woman.
They do. Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, they really do. And it's just like, we need to, it's just sad, because I know, and I'm talking,
a good father. I'm not calling anybody fucking daddy who's not a good father. I'm sorry, that was the last thing I have to say.
Period. And I feel like I am speaking to a brick wall, because I know that there are, like, right now, there are people that are so male-centered, texting, going through hell behind these niggas.
That and girl then, saying she was about to cry because he called her. That's a side chick on the phone.
Right, like, exactly. And it's just like, and it's just like, okay, I get, like, I feel like some people, I respect the hustle and get into the bag. But if you're really going to be stupid behind a nigga, like be in love, like writing all these love songs, and I'm just like in love and love and love, come on. It's just sad, because people don't, I don't know. It's like, it really is a self-esteem thing. And it's just like, absolutely, for somebody to be so beautiful and cute, like Mariah the Scientist, is just like
a cute little voice.
Come on, yeah, girl.
I mean, I think you're right. It's self-esteem. It's also just like a warped sense of who you're attracted to. I'm sorry, but like, yes, there has been, you know, a privilege, not a privilege, but like a glamorizing of this type of image of a black man, that like people think Russell Wilson's a dork, you know, compared to him. And I just feel like she's also fallen for that. So she needs to do a lot of self-work. But it's just like, that's why, I mean, even when Sierra, like, that's why I love Sierra and the way she like talks about Russell Wilson and the way she's like holds him down. I don't know if you saw, but like on the Breakfast Club, Charlamagne was about like, was trying to like kind of clown Russell Wilson, and Sierra was like, I can't allow you to talk like that about my husband. And I'm just like, like, there has to be a like point where we're like, the people like the Charlamagnes, I know he's different than Young Thug, but he also is a disgrace to the black community. Young Thug and things like that. It's like, we have to get to a point where we're like, no, we're actually not going to allow you to like downplay the Russell Wilson. We're actually going to downplay you. You live for men.
Yeah.
Charlamagne lives for men too. Don't get me started on Charlamagne. He lives for men, honey.
It's just crazy. It's and just so crazy.
I just want better, but regardless,
they really need to.
It is what it
everybody
is.
Needs to turn it around. Like, the women need to not accept things, and the men, they need to not glorify these losers. Like, you know, it's just like, and then it's for like, we're seeing, like, we're starting to see it. Like, we're seeing Future, we're getting older, looking dusty. You know, like, we're seeing Young Thug get out of jail and not have any juice. And it's just like, you were just on this nigga's dick 3 years ago. Think about that. Like, think about it. You need to think about that, like, as a man. Anyways, we're going to have to end right there. Alexa has to go. But thank you guys for listening so much. We really appreciate you guys. We're going to have more episodes, of course. I think this might be our 75th episode. It's either our 74th or 75th. But anyways, we love you and we thank you so much for listening. Make sure you email us at whomamitojudgepod@gmail.com with questions or topics to talk about. You can donate to our Cash App in our link in our description. And yeah, have a great week, everybody.
Bye.
Peace. Thank you so much for listening. Remember to email us your discussion topics at whoamitojudgepod@gmail.com. Also, remember to subscribe to Who Am I to Judge podcast on Spotify and everywhere you get your podcasts. If you love us, please rate us and review. And if you don't, leave us alone. Tell a friend to tell a friend. See y'all next week. Bye, friends.